Last weekend, the Devonport Strikers won their game against the Launceston City team 2-0. It meant that they go, I think, 12 points clear on top of the NPL ladder. And what does that mean? Well, in soccer, they don't have grand finals, so it means they've won the championship with a couple of weeks up their sleeve, which is just fantastic. The coach is Tom Ballantyne, who joins me now. Good morning, Tom, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, and good morning as well.
Yeah, you must be really pleased to have wrapped it up, you know, still with a couple of games up your sleeve. There's no way you can be knocked off the top of the ladder, so you've started to celebrate already, I see, by looking at the paper earlier this week.
Yeah, the lads played really well all season. It showed the depth that we've had and how well they've performed to finish the season with 3 weeks to go and have it, the title already in the bag.
Yep, so I made a mistake there with the points. I think you're 10 points in front and there's 9 points available, so there's 3 points for a win, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And it's not the first time Devonport's done this either, is it?
No, it's not. I believe several other coaches have done the double as well, so it just shows the strength of the organisation, never mind the coaches, you know, from Drew and Rod as previous chairman, Rod and Drew as the current one, and people like Chris McKenna and Nick Owen in the background. They've done remarkable work over the years to make sure that this organisation continues to be as successful as it has been.
The president you referred to, of course, Rod Andrews and Drew Smith, and the double you're talking about, of course, is the lack of Celtic Cup win as well. But what I was saying was that it's not the first time that Devonport have won the championship before the last round.
No, it's not. I'm not completely au fait with the history, but yeah, it's looking back over the last few years, it's definitely been achieved before. So, like I said, it just shows the strength of the organisation.
So you've still got three more games to go. How do you motivate the boys to get up from here, or do you elevate someone from your Northern Division 2 team and give them a run in the seniors? What are you actually going to plan to, or how are you going to tackle the next 3 weeks?
We set ourselves at the start of the season a bunch of targets. We've re-advised those and re-looked at them as we've gone along the year and added to them once we've ticked off certain goals. We've still got certain goals we'd like to achieve. So hopefully that should be motivation enough for the guys to want to carry on winning and make sure that we continue to perform. There'd be nothing worse than, you know, being champions and then losing the next three games and allowing other teams to think that they have a sniff for next season. We want to, you know, maintain our strength and where we are right now and make sure we carry that into next season as well.
Yeah, it's all about continuing that winning culture, isn't it, really? I mean, you know, when I watch my footy team and they're 10 goals in front, I enjoy it more than when they're, 10 points in front. So I guess you just want to extend this break as much as you can.
Yeah, we just want to carry on playing. Look, we're playing some good football. I think we can still play better from a coaching point of view. There's always room to improve, so we'll continue to try and work towards those goals and aspirations rather than, you know, resting our laurels now and pat ourselves on the back. We've done that, we've now moved on, and it's now time to make sure that we show that this weekend.
I spoke to you after the Australia Cup game against the Wellington Phoenix last month, which was a massive occasion for Devonport and for Tasmania soccer. But I mentioned then, you know, that you came to Devonport knowing, you know, that the club had a bit of a reputation for being, you know, having that winning culture. It certainly proved to be the point. And has it exceeded expectations for you?
The expectations were made very clear when I arrived about the winning culture and what was expected, so I was under no illusions from the very get-go. What's been pleasing to see and what surprised me a little bit is how deep that runs, whether it's through, you know, training or even the guys playing table tennis on a Thursday night after training. They want to win everything all of the time, which is brilliant to see because that's something you can't teach. You either have that or you don't.
So Devonport's become a destination club, really, hasn't it? I mean, I'm sure you're getting approaches from other players now saying, hey, I wouldn't mind having a run with Devonport next year. Are you getting those sorts of calls at this stage?
I've already made a few of those calls. The day after the league was wrapped up, we've moved on onto trying to recruit a couple of players for next season that we really like the look of. So we've already started that ball rolling, and I'm sure, as you've just said, once the season finishes, we might get a few more phone calls and approaches from other clubs, other players from other clubs wanting to come over. But obviously, there's still a few games to go for other teams and other clubs, so players aren't going to be putting their hands up just yet for want of ruining any relationships that they have, obviously, with their own clubs. That we have to respect that, and we have to, bide our time a little bit for that to happen.
Understandable, totally. I know you're sort of mainly looking after the senior program, but the depth of the club is quite amazing. You know, the Northern Premier League team are doing fantastic things. The women are going well. All the junior competitions are all really strong as well. That must be pleasing for you, knowing that, you know, if you can't recruit players from other clubs, you've got plenty of depth there already.
Yeah, we've got some very exciting young players coming through. Baxter 2, Lockie Van Nudigan, there's some very good young players who have just started to be training with the NPL side who are very good. There's some guys in even younger age groups like Jake Lincoln in the under-16s who trains with the senior side once a week. We have some very exciting young players coming through. And, you know, as part of my role, I am technical director of the club, so I get to see and talk to a lot of the coaches about, you know, the next young player that's coming through. We've got a couple of really exciting players in our under-8s who can do things with the ball that, you know, some of our older players can't do.
Under-8s? Wow.
Yeah, like I said, we've got some very good players throughout the club in each age group, so we're in a great position. If we can carry on growing the club, hopefully we can continue to see these young players come through into the first team. You know, it wasn't that long ago that Charles Bidwell and Taylor Last to have, you know, become two senior first team players this year and cemented themselves into that position were ball boys when the first FFA Cup game was played in 2016. So, you know, the production line's there. It's just making sure that we keep that working.
Well, it looks like the winning culture is going to continue. Congratulations on the season so far. Enjoy the next 3 weeks, and thank you for your time this morning.
No, thank you very much.